Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the B. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 157 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, no complaints.
No complaints?
Winter's back.
Ah, it is, huh?
Well, I shouldn't complain too much. Just cold weather. There's no snow in the forecast, so I can deal with it. But, like, we had that tease, like, 4 or 5 days in the 50s and 60s, and now the overnight low is going to be, like, low 20s tonight. Wind whipping tomorrow. High of, like, 23 on Saturday. What do they say about March, Bill? You want me to do the Northeast playbook? In like a lion, out like a lamb? Is that what they say?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yep.
Go.
I walk into the Circle K. They have a walk-in beer refrigerator, and it's always after work. You know, it's after work, and I got my shorts and my short sleeve on. It's 38 degrees in there, and I can barely go in there and get my beer and walk out. I don't know how people do that.
What a tough life.
Oh, it's awful.
But you make the sacrifice for the beer.
I do make the sacrifice. Yeah, I mean, I almost have to put my
Your choppers
my
on?
Parker, yeah, my choppers and my Parker and my little ski mask when I go in to get my beer. Good Lord.
You're really getting soft now already, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take long to get soft, does it?
No. After the first winter, and no.
So, in other words, you're not going to be coming up and visiting in February next year
God,
to Rhode Island?
Oh, God, no. No.
That's funny. That is funny.
No.
So, guess what, Bill?
Yo, yes, let's see, you have something to announce, huh?
Not really an announcement, just what's going on. I did we had a little team-building day for work today.
And you were just thinking of me the whole time, weren't you?
Well, no, it was fine. They had, like, a little four-hour meeting, and then we got to do go-kart racing at F1 in Boston. Have you ever seen that thing?
No.
So it's an indoor go-kart track. It's, like, a legit track, and you go in these little go-karts. You have to wear like a helmet and this like big suit they put you in and everything, and you're going around. These things can get up to like almost 50 miles an hour on the straightaways.
Oh, nice.
So like a little test track but without the track part?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going around, like I got knocked into the wall a couple times, and there's like this hairpin 180 degree turn, and you have to like ride the brake and you like slide out and you drift across. It's pretty cool. But it beats you up. Like my hands and my arms are sore.
Really?
Because there's no power steering in those things, so you're like fighting the steering wheel the whole time you're racing. You really gotta get into those turns really hard, but it was pretty fun. I'll let you know, we had like about 40 people racing from the company, and we did heats of 12 racers, and you got to do 3 races, and then the top 12 people made it into the finals. So in my first race, I finished 12th out of 12. Then in my second race, I finished 11th out of 12. And then in the third race, a few people dropped out, and I finished 6th out of 9.
Good work.
So I improved each time, and that's the most important thing. But it was fun. The problem with those things is that the bigger you are, the slower it goes, because there's like an uphill. So I'm going around,
so
I'm
you're
keeping
trying
up
to
with
help it.
I'm keeping up with everybody. As soon as the uphill comes, I got guys going by me like I'm standing still. They're like, vroom, vroom, vroom. Got these little guys that work with us that are like 5'4", 140 pounds, and here I am trying to struggle up the hill in this thing looking like a woolly mammoth driving up a hill. So,
now, who is the guy who smoked you into the wall? He was probably a guy that reports to you, and he gets all irritated because you're sitting around smoking cigars and eating donuts, right?
No,
he's like, here's my chance.
No, because that's the thing. You can't really tell who's in the cart because you all have helmets on and you're all wearing the same suit. So you don't know until after the race. You're talking like, oh, was it you that I smoked into the wall? And I'm like, no, it's this guy or whatever. So
now, did anybody flip you off as they passed you? Because that's certainly something I would be doing.
Well, that would be good. But you got to keep both hands on the wheel or you're just going to like spin out. So you can't really do that
really?
Too much. But you know what? They put out like the caution flag and stuff if there's a problem.
Oh, problem ahead. Klinsman got drilled into the wall. So
well, exactly. Like, sometimes the carts get, like, turned around and you can't really do anything, so they come out and they help you on the track. But so they put out a caution flag. But and they tell you the whole time ahead that, like, oh, when there's a caution, you can't pass anybody. People are just, like, passing me in caution. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? This is utter chaos.
So you're saying what you might have finished 10th is what you're saying.
It's quite
possible. If people
possible.
Followed the rules.
It's very possible, yeah. So I do have a stink. I probably should file a formal complaint, but either way, it was fun. It was a good little exercise. But I'm sore. I guess the reason I said it is because I'm very sore right now.
I met a couple from Germany. They had an accent, so I was cleaning up their clubs, and I asked them where they were from, and they said Germany. Said they were visiting here for a couple weeks, and I said, oh, are you a soccer fan? They're like, oh, we love the German national soccer team. I said, when I was growing up, I was a big fan of Jurgen Klinsmann. And they both laughed, right? And it dawned on me that you just chuckle when you hear that name, Jurgen Klinsmann, right? I mean, these people weren't like, oh, he was a great football player, blah, blah, blah. They just both started chuckling.
Did you bring up Jurgen Kohler as well?
No, but I just said, I said I liked the name Jurgen. I said they had another guy by the name of Jurgen Kohler, and they both nodded. I mean, they probably thought that I was a complete buffoon. I mean, how many people in America talk about Jurgen Klinsmann other than us every week?
Well, that's true. Well, he was a soccer coach for the U.S. national team, so yeah. He became a bigger name, but Jurgen Kohler probably doesn't get brought up that often.
Nah, Jurgen Kohler doesn't. And he was nerdier than Klinsmann, I think, looking at his soccer cards.
Yeah. Jurgen Klinsmann. I still remember the day that he became the U.S. national coach. We were, like, in hysterics texting each other and going back and forth. Like, it was unbelievable. Because we had joked about him before he was ever on the radar of national soccer. He was just a buffoon from the 1992 World Cup?
94. Yeah, 94 and 98 as well.
Okay.
And I think in 2002 he might have been out of it. But you were in Chaska back in, I think, 2006.
Yes.
And I remember after you had left, I was watching some of the matches upstairs in the bedroom, and the guy, you know, they're so nerdy. Soccer commentators are about as nerdy as golf commentators. And this guy said, so-and-so's playing like a Jurgen Klinsmann. He had that British accent. I just lost it, right? Susie's downstairs, what is so funny? So I had to play it for her. And how many times would you say I played that for?
Like 27.
27 times? I just rewound it. He's playing like a Jurgen Klinsmann.
And he's cracking up, and I'm like
the 27th time, I'm still laughing like it was the first time I heard it. That's what's so great about me.
He's trying to tell me a story last night, and he can't even get his words out because he's laughing so hard. And at the end of it, I was like, is that it? He's like, yeah. I'm like, can I go to bed now?
Well, I sent you that picture of the mudroom at the Oaks.
Yes.
Okay. You didn't really comment. Did you like that picture, or were you just like, oh, boy?
Well, I didn't know. I was hoping it wasn't one in a series. You know what I mean?
So I go and I go to flush, and there's no water in the bowl. So, like, the handle just goes down.
That's never a good sign.
And I said, this is not good. So I had to get the plunger to make sure I got it all down into the sewer, right? So now I'm trying to work on getting water in there so I can. So I take a picture of it, and I text the guy, Jim, who brought up the term mudding, came on at noon. So I text him, and it just said, we have a situation in the mudroom. So I go out, right, and he goes, you got to fix that. I go, no, I got to drive a putter out to hole number 3. He goes, no, I'll drive the putter. You got to fix that. So Fred's like, fix what? So I look at him. I said, pointed at the bed. Fred's my boss. I said, there's a problem up in that area over there. He goes, okay, who's responsible for leaving it in the bowl? I said, I am. He goes, well, then you're going to be the one fixing it. So Jim looks at him. He goes, Fred, for the amount of times that I mud during a shift, he said, this has to be taken care of immediately. And I mean, we're both in tears just dying.
What did Fred think of the situation?
It was a ladies' invitational. Oh. Everybody's swamped. I mean, we're finally like at a slowdown. He's like, I just want to get out of here. I don't want to have to fix a toilet. So I think we kind of, and then it came, I had to go again right before I left. So I said, do I go now and chant? And he said, hey, if you break the toilet, I'm leaving it for Fred in the morning. He said, I'm not fixing it. He said, so play your cards right. He said, because if it doesn't go down, Fred's going to have to deal with it. So I'm like, well, do I roll the dice, or do I, you know, hope and pray that my 40-minute commute, nothing happens? And I ended up making it home, so it was good. A good ending to a story, yeah.
It's a good story there.
You like that one, don't you?
Yeah, very good.
I mean, there's that story pretty much every night.
So it's an every night story.
Yeah, am I going to make it home or not? It's pretty much a daily occurrence.
You know how that goes, don't you, Bill?
It can be tough.
You know the morning when you're kind of running late for work and you back out of your driveway and you say, I shouldn't have done this?
Yeah, and then at that point, even though you're very close to home, you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
There's no turning back at that point.
No, there's no turning back. As you can hear, we have Susie in studio.
Yes, hello, Susie. How are you today?
Hello. I'm great, thanks. And you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Thanks for joining us.
Certainly.
A little bit of class on the podcast.
Any stories you want to talk about?
I'm sorry, I'm going to actually try and listen to the person whose question I was interested in. What was that, Gary?
Oh, I just said bringing a little class to the podcast for a change.
Thanks. No, I don't have any.
And then I was asking you if you have any money stories.
The answer is a definitive no.
Okay. Again, about the class.
You're right.
I will tell you that when I went into the bathroom today, there was something that looked like cat food.
In the bowl?
In the stall. Like the dry cat food. It was like a pile of like random stuff on the floor. What is this? It's very strange. So I don't know if people are bringing their cats into the bathrooms in our building now.
I'll go on record because I was a janitor once upon a time at Spidell Division of Textron. And the female mudrooms are, believe it or not, are much more worse than the male mudrooms. Much worse. You ask anybody who's ever encountered both varieties, and the women's much worse. Por favor, tip.
That's good. We'll have to get a poll going on Twitter or something.
Wow. Which mudrooms are worse?
So much for the class.
Oh, I said we didn't have class. They said you bring it. So, speaking of mud, I have my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week.
Good segue, Bill.
Thank you. And this is from Narragansett Brewery, and this is their special Lovecraft series. This is the fifth in the series, and it's called the Unnameable Black Lager. And it is a 7.5% alcohol by volume. It's a black lager.
How is it?
It's good. It's a little hoppy, but it's very good. Apparently in a H.P. Lovecraft was a horror writer from Providence.
Susie's shaking her head that she knows that, and I'm just kind of staring at the wall.
Early 1900s. So he's universally acclaimed as the father of modern horror. Stephen King, Neil Gaiman, Metallica, and Guillermo del Toro cite
Bill
him as
del
a,
Toro.
Bill del Bull to cite him as a direct influence. And then this
You've
one
never
is
heard
chapter
of him?
No.
All right, you're so here's a, there, they have there. a little snippet on the can if you would allow me to indulge.
Hmm.
It says, with every hushed piece of lore that has trickled through Arkham over the centuries, you would think that someone would be able to describe the beast. Tales of horns, claws, slime, and blemished eyes have circled the house and its tomb since the early 18th century. It was all of them, and it was none of them. It was guarding something. Etched in a slab, nearly swallowed by a now giant and ancient willow tree, reads the description of an elixir meant to be untouched by man, a black liquid said to cripple even the strongest of wills. Just outside the tomb, flavors and smells that cannot be articulated wash over your senses. Follow your cravings to the source and be met by a thousand shapes of horror. The impossible, the unnameable. So now we're getting literature with the beer of the week. It's pretty good. I'll have to put a picture of the can out to social media, but it's a nice light beer. Even though it's a dark color, it's not a heavy beer, so it's good.
I think we should go to Rhode Island and just have, like, beer night with your cousin. You can drink your Bud Light, and Gary and I can drink yuppie beer.
I'm good.
We talked about that, though. You said you want to come up and just, like, drink beers all night and sleep on my couch in the basement once every 6 months or so.
That is enjoyable.
It is fun.
That is enjoyable.
It's probably not so enjoyable for the couch after you've had 12 beers.
Oh, I did destroy that cellar. No, it was actually my sandals that was, or my shoes, something ruined that cellar. It could have been Cosmic's cheesesteak.
Yeah, your Gina still comes downstairs every once in a while and will look at the couch and says, Cousin Mike sleep here.
Yeah, there's still some remnants of Cousin Mike sleeping there, huh?
Yeah.
You sit on that... The dust mites just come floating out.
Cousin Mike sleeping.
I think she's traumatized. I'm not saying it was a good memory for her.
Oh, boy.
All right, take us to break, Bill.
All right, we're going to go take a break.
Episode you say it was?
I think I said 127.
I think
157,
you
right?
Okay. Yeah, 157.
Okay. And this is part two of our Flower and Garden Festival. This is probably my favorite episode. And that's why we always bring Susie on. I know the food part is your favorite part, but the cheesy band is my favorite part.
Now, you have to say that the musical lineup is more to your liking for the Flower and Garden than it is for the Food and Wine, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Because it's more cheesy. Like, the Food and Wine, they try to be a little more popular, I feel like, but the Flower and Garden, they just go straight cheese.
Yeah, straight cheese. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Like Dennis Eckersley would say, the straight cheddar.
Excuse me.
Bless you, son.
Yeah, and this is going to be good because this is going to be raw audio. I have not even looked at the lineup. This is the first time I've thrown it into a browser.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at it either. I just took a quick glance before we started recording, so this will be all fresh reactions, real honest reactions.
Yeah.
And we always bring Susie on because I'm usually not as versed on these musical acts as the two of you. And people clamor for this one. They mark it on the calendars ahead of time and...
Senator Willing said that this is one that he saved on his podcast.
Really?
Yes. This is a good podcast.
Yeah, but he's not all there. He can't be.
He's in Minnesota. We've got to question his judgment.
Yeah, exactly. True. But alas, we move on forward. But before we get into this, can I mention one thing here? So the parental units, Por Favor Frank and Sue, just got back from Disney this week. And they were down there for the end of that International Festival of the Arts.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they said it was fantastic.
Really? I'm very upset that we missed it.
They loved it. Well, they officially announced it's coming back next year. So you will have a chance to check it out next year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Frank was a huge fan of it. Loved it. I don't know if they tried a lot of the foods that were there, but they loved just the art. Because there was like little booths of original Disney art. You know that store we go into at Boardwalk?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There's like booths of that kind of art everywhere around World Showcase.
Oh, cool.
So he said it was fantastic. And they actually brought home some nice pieces for the family. And for Jurgina, they got a print of a depiction of the Little Mermaid and Flounder signed by the artist for her.
Oh, cool.
And then they got, for Jurgina Jr., they got her name spelled out and drawn into Disney characters, so each letter looks like a Disney character.
Neat.
And then for the wife and I, they got us a little picture for the kitchen with Donald, Goofy, and Mickey wearing chef's hats and cutting up to some shenanigans in the kitchen, so.
Cute.
Some nice pieces of art, and it was very nice of them to get that for us, but. Yeah, they loved that. They loved the International Festival of the Arts. And I have to say, from what I saw online, it looked really fun.
I didn't realize your dad had been here. I thought it was just your mom and Catherine.
No, he was there. I got a picture from Catherine, a text message of the three of them at the Nomad Lounge drinking and eating the bread service and cheese.
Mm.
I was very jealous of that. Sorry, I didn't mean to take us off track,
fine.
But I wanted
to
just bring up a little bit of Disney topic there as we start out.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you can tell me if you think this is a good idea or not, but since I'm not a huge music guy like you two, I'll introduce the acts and then I'll listen for your reactions. Does that work?
Yeah, the first one is...
you said yes, and then you did the exact opposite of what we said.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sitting here patiently.
Okay, on March 3rd and 4th, which is the weekend this episode's released, John Cicada, known for the song Just Another Day.
I don't know that, do you?
No, I've heard the name. I think he's a Latino singer.
Okay.
But I don't know the music. I think it was... more like, what's that cheesy station? Like the easy listening station in Rhode Island.
Light 105.
That's it.
No. Light 105 is like 105.5. The Dove.
Yeah, I think this is
No. It's
I don't
much
think
better.
It was cool.
I didn't say it. Yeah, I don't think Culture Club's cool.
Culture Club was cool. Back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy, Bill.
I don't know any. I just looked up the song he's known for, and I don't think I've ever heard it.
I've never heard that song.
1992, so it would have been...
That's right in your wheelhouse, Bill.
The end of high school. For me, anyway.
There's another one called Angel, apparently, that he's known for.
All right, you're supposed to get these up on YouTube, because we don't know these.
Let's see.
Let me tell you how your podcast runs.
Okay.
The first comment on the YouTube video I pulled up is from some nerd. It said, John Cicada might be the most underrated artist of the 1990s.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a YouTube commenter, so you take that for what it's worth, but still. Yeah, I don't know any of these songs. So we're off to a roaring start.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing John Cicada is a hard pass for you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, that's going to be a pass.
And now we're moving on to March 5th and 6th. Dennis DeYoung featuring the music of Styx.
Susie is not a fan.
I think I'm very well established on the record as not being a fan of Styx.
Come sail away. Come sail away with Jurgen.
We've had this conversation before because they're there every time.
Correct.
Dennis DeYoung, he must live in Florida. You think he's got that Epcot after four, so they just invite him? he lives in Orlando, Dennis DeYoung.
I also sing another song. There was a guy I worked with at Wells Fargo named Eugene, and me and my buddy Charles used to mess with him all the time. I cut my toenails one time on his desk before the branch opened. He got so irritated.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not. And I also put a hot dog in his pen cup holder. So anyways, his name's Eugene. He's a Russian. He kind of drools on himself. So I would say, do you know it's Eugene? Whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up, you know it's Eugene. Giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that it's Eugene. Do 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 do. Eugene, I love you. Do 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 do.
Please stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's that song actually?
Yeah, you know, it's You, Babe, so I just finish it with Eugene.
That's good.
It's a good song.
You're, like, almost purple right now.
Does she have the tongue in the side of the cheek going?
Yeah, no, she's not really irritated. She's just laughing.
Yeah. So, I'm guessing you would go see Styx.
Yes, I would go see Styx. This Styx is, if I lived in Mary Rudis' compound, I would go see, but I wouldn't go from St. Petersburg.
Right, and it sounds like Susie would probably stay in Future World for those concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go on the hard version of Mission Space that I'm afraid will give me a migraine or make me throw up.
It could do both, actually.
Right.
So, no or. Just go.
Eugene, I'm leaving. Said it once again.
All right,
okay,
stop.
I'm sorry.
March 10th through the 13th. We have the Pointer Sisters, known for the song I'm So Excited.
I think we've also discussed them in the past. I'm kind of meh on them.
Oh, the Pointer Sisters are good.
I'm so excited. That's all I got.
This is, I would go if we were in the park and like we were walking by and they were playing. No, no, I would stop and listen to them, but I wouldn't make
it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
Jürgen, I'm so excited.
They have quite a few big.
They have got some decent songs.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
So,
Jump from 1983.
Jump for my love.
The Neutron Dance. He's so shy.
He's so shy. That's my favorite point of song. So good looking. He's so shy because he's really got it going. That sweet little boy who caught my eye.
Mike actually sings this song to the dog once in a while.
Oh, he's so shy. You know I couldn't know if he's so shy, cause he's a one in a million, and I love him till the day I die.
I'm not really sure why I need to be here.
Oh, yes, I will do.
Now, I have to ask a question here, and this is important to me. So, I'm looking at Wikipedia, and it has the members of the Pointer Sisters. And it lists them, and there's a lot of pointers, which makes sense, since they're the Pointer Sisters. So we have Ruth Pointer, Anita Pointer, June Pointer, Bonnie Pointer, Isa Pointer, then we have Sadako Pointer, but then we have one...
Cookie Klinsman.
No, we have Sadako Johnson. So who's this Sadako Johnson?
That's a good question.
Is he Sadako Pointer's daughter?
Oh, good point. Yeah, vocalist since 2009, so she took over for Sadako Pointer, maybe? I don't know. Sadako Pointer since 2009, it says. Is it the same person? I can't figure this out. Wikipedia is not giving me any answers.
Maybe she got married and changed her name?
Yeah, you wouldn't think they'd list her twice. Anyway, it's just not a common first name to have two Sadakos.
Correct.
In the same group. That's all I'm trying to figure
out.
Reminds
me of Zydeco.
Yes. The granddaughter of Ruth and the great niece of Anita. So I wonder if the other, because she's only 32, so she's currently in it. So maybe Sadako is a family name, and two of the Pointer Sisters named their kids after Sadako Pointer. Yeah, next generation. There we go. Now we're talking. Oh, we're figuring this out. We're opening it up here. Pointer Sisters history here on the Por Favor podcast.
Pointer Sister family tree.
Oh,
Bill Belichick was a defensive coordinator for Bill Parcells. I mean,
brought to you by Ancestry.com.
Yes.
Good Lord.
All right, next we have March 17th and 18th. This is a new act to the festival. Simple Plan.
Do you know them?
I do not.
Known for the song
Welcome to My Life.
Welcome to My Life.
I think they're more modern. I think that's
they're
like a
Canadian.
Current song. If I have to, let me see. Welcome to My Life. Yeah, from 2004.
Oh, that's way too new for me.
I feel like I've heard the song before. It sounds somewhat familiar, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know this song. Oh, yeah, it's like... Da-da-da, when you're down and you're feeling da-da-da. Don't know what it's like. Welcome to my life.
I think I may have heard this song.
I'm sure you've heard it. I don't know any other songs, but they are a more modern act. They're like that... late 90s, early 2000, like, poppy punk kind of style.
Okay.
Doesn't really fit in with the festival, but they must have had a couple days open, and they figured, what the heck, bring them in. I don't mind that. I don't mind if they don't keep it all the same cheese level.
Right.
They can kind of branch out a little bit, try to get all
as
the
As long
audiences.
As you keep your core cheese.
Oh, and it looks like they have.
You've
so got to
keep
the
core cheese.
Yes. So this is another one that you guys probably wouldn't go out of your way to see.
Nope.
No.
So far, the lineup's not so strong this
it's
year.
Correct. Underwhelming.
Yes.
And now, another one that probably is going to not really knock your socks off. We have the Plain White Tees, March 19th and 20th.
And why don't you go ahead and sing this, because you're the one who knows the lyrics from
Known
this. You sing this
song,
one every year.
Hey There, Delilah. Hey there, Delilah. Do, 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 do. I don't know. That's pretty much it. That's
oh, okay.
Song. You close your eyes. Do, 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 do. I forget.
I actually know this because my sister really liked this song at one point in time.
It was a very popular song, but I think that's
they
the only.
Play it.
That's the only song they came out with, as far as I know. That was a hit for them.
No, I think there was another one, but I can't remember the name of it. So it's obviously not quite in the.
Not in the same.
Same realm.
It's not a good sign when you. Google plain white tees and an actual white t-shirt comes up as the
yeah.
first hit, though.
That's a good observation hey. There, Jürgen. Because you know it's you.
If I hear that again, I'm going to slap you.
I get weary and I've had enough.
Oh, I heard the slap.
Yeah.
I don't know what other songs. Hey There, Delilah. That's it. That's the only song that pops up.
Really?
That they were pop, that they were known for. Let's see, maybe I. Oh, see, that's why. Rhythm of Love. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's pretty good. You know, there's one thing to say, three words. I love you. You probably know that one if you heard it.
Yeah,
that was
yes.
pretty popular as well.
See? All right,
moving on, I guess. That one went over like a fart in
yep,
church.
Yep. Time to move on.
March 24th through the 27th, Night Ranger, known for the song Sister Christian.
An irrational love of Night Ranger.
I like Sister Christian. That's a good song.
That's one of my least favorites from Night Ranger.
Well, you don't even know any of their other songs.
Night Ranger.
What are their other songs?
I have to look up their. I'll have to look up something up and then I'll sing one. All right.
Okay. What's the 24th?
Let's not stop moving ahead.
No, that they're on the 24th, and I want to know what day that is because I'd like to actually see them.
That's a Friday, Saturday,
Ooh.
Sunday, and Monday.
Finally.
I think
get to see them
all these are on the weekends though because they
yeah, it
skip.
Looks like it.
Oh, all right.
So they're known for Sister Christian.
Yep.
Don't Tell Me You Love Me.
Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me now that I've been gone.
I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. It's the same. It's the same. I don't know all the lyrics, but is that how the song goes?
Sort of.
Then apologize right now.
You're not apologize.
Apologize on the
poor
air.
It was a rendition.
All right, let's hear you.
I don't sing.
Oh,
I don't like to flaunt
we call
my
these people
on the
hypocrites.
Podcast, like
they are
do.
Called.
Let me get my NPR voice in here. They are called hypocrites.
I think those are alternative facts, and I would like you to stop right now, please.
How about when you close your eyes?
That's a fabulous
When you
song.
Close your eyes, do you dream about me? When you close your eyes, do you dream about me?
Then we have Rockin' America.
You can still Rockin' America, all day, all night. You can still Rockin' America.
You don't know any songs.
Now apologize.
Now I'm gonna apologize. All right. Because I'm actually impressed. You couldn't name them off the top of your head.
Well, but that sounds like a both people in the party are excited to go see them perform.
Yeah, I think that might be Por Favor date night.
That sounds like it would be a fun concert. Those are some pretty upbeat, like, well known songs. They probably 35-minute concerts, probably right in their wheelhouse.
Yep.
I don't know if they have the catalog to go into a 2.5-hour concert.
They can.
Well, I'm sure they can. They can play all their seaside things, but right. They're not gonna, you know, really get the people going.
Yeah.
If you're a diehard fan like I am, I'd watch them for 2 hours.
Yeah, but they're not playing to the diehards. They're playing to the people who know two or three of their songs.
They're playing to the iPod people.
You seem to forget. Klinsman and I are the Disney experts, and that's why people tune in to us week after week after week.
So that we can tell them about your 80s music.
80s music, 80s music and Jim and I in the mudroom. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sure Klinsman, do we have another act to get into?
March 31st to April 3rd, the Little River Band, known for the song Reminiscing.
So this song will come on the radio and Mike will turn it up.
Be late.
And I'll tell him that if I were in the car by myself, I would change the station.
I said to myself,
drive into a tree.
When we're wrong, there'll be
I think you actually have a Little River Band CD, frighteningly enough.
That song is an earbug, though, isn't it?
What's that?
That reminiscing, that's an earbug. That'll stay in your head for days, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those that just does not come out.
Oh, you like that song?
It's a good song. I don't know if I'd go see Little River
Band. Oh, you like this one, too. Cool Change. That's them.
Oh, how did... Cool Change. Top 10 Little River Band songs. Let's see what we got here.
They have Lady, Lonesome Loser.
Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying. What else are they?
Cool Change, which you were just... I thought you were going to look at.
I'm looking for Cool Change.
It's the very first one under their name. You love this song.
Oh, I do love this song.
I think you actually made me watch this video once.
If there's one thing I my life would
change. Oh, these are some bad acts. You let me know when you're ready to move on, Jürgen.
I was ready several minutes ago.
I mean, this is such a lovely... There's it's a beautiful video. There's a bunch of dolphins jumping out of the water.
I saw that. Some loser like you made that video themselves and just put the song underneath it. I just pictured Mike sitting in the studio. This would be great with the Little River Band song underneath it. Next he's got pictures
cool
of orcas
change.
with the Christopher Cross song in the background.
For a cool change.
So we're moving on to April 7th through 10th.
Yes, please.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears featuring Bob Ice, known for the song Spinning Wheel. Just a hard pass on that one?
Hard pass. They've got to have some other decent songs.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears? They must. And I wouldn't know.
Mulch, Sweat, and Shears?
Yeah, they were at Hollywood Studios. They got fired, though. You've made me so very,
very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Thank you, baby.
And now I want to shoot myself.
What? I'm so glad Eugene came into my life.
Yeah, that's the only one. That and Spinning Wheel, I know. I don't know any of their other ones.
How many acts do we have to get through?
Oh, Susie's checking her contract here.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're back into your wheelhouse. April 14th through 17th, the Gin Blossoms, known for the song Hey Jealousy.
And I would definitely go see them again. Because they were songs that I didn't get to hear when we saw them last year.
Now, is that... Did you see that with us, Bill?
Hey, no, Jealousy. I wasn't down for the Flower and Garden.
No, what
Starship.
Band? Oh, Starship, that's right, with Matt Airy.
That's quite the departure from Gin Blossoms.
Yes, that it is.
I don't know, that maybe Easter weekend, which would be a disaster to try to go see them. I'll have to check the date here. Yeah, that's over Easter weekend, so that may be a hard pass as well. One of the busiest times at Walt Disney World. April 14th through 17th. I know you're both big fans of the Gin Blossoms, though.
To Food and Wine.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah, that's true. April 21st through the 24th, we have the orchestra starring former members of ELO.
ELO, known for the song Orchestra.
Yes.
Evil Woman.
Known for the song Evil Woman.
Evil Woman.
Evil Woman.
Very good.
Thank you.
I think they have another good one, too. They have a couple pretty good songs, I think. Not worth going to see.
Don't bring me down.
Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
Woo-hoo. Oh, they have Roll Over Beethoven?
I don't know that one.
Roll Over Beethoven. Na 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 da 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 da. Yeah, they have a song on the Xanadu soundtrack? That can't be good.
Xanadu.
Let's start that one. That's what it says. Xanadu. All over the world. 1980 Xanadu soundtrack.
Do you vaguely recall that? My cousin had the Xanadu soundtrack on vinyl.
Xanadu.
They're not playing, though.
What's that?
So would you go see ELO, Bill, or not?
No, 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 no.
How about you, Susie?
Nope.
We have back-to-back new
Port Favor, acts back-to-back
coming.
New.
April 28th and 29th, Exposé.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Let's get
Point
a research.
Point of no return.
One.
Every time this comes on in the car, I make you turn it up.
Exposé?
This was like junior high for me.
Oh, this is real nerdy. Oh, let's fire up YouTube. Let's further investigation here.
So good.
I don't know any of these. Exposé is an American freestyle vocal group primarily consisting of lead vocalist Ann Curlis.
Which one, do I make you turn
and
up?
And Gioia Bruno.
Oh, is this return. Seasons
yes,
change.
It is. But point of no
season
return.
Change. Seasons change.
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
It'll come on after the ad. All right, let's see. I think this is definitely going to be something that we're going to go see.
It's right up your alley, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, this is real cheap. You take it or leave to the point of no return.
All right, so the next act is
Hold on a second, Bill. We haven't left. They were both dancing. Mystery to me. It's got that cheesy, like organ, like 80s background. What's Let Me Be the One? That's
a good one,
that's
too.
That's another good one. Stand by, Bill.
Yeah, this is definitely happening.
This is the one that DeVorney would want to come with us, don't you think?
Probably.
Let me.
I have this tape.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, I feel like I'm at the Aldrich Junior High School
yes,
dance
exactly.
Right now. Do, 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 do. Let me be the one. Feel the change.
Gary's completely bored. He's like, okay, next.
Yeah, I'm looking at Facebook on my phone right now. I'm pulling a poor mic at the moment. You ready to move on? Because not only are you listening to YouTube on the Poor Four podcast, you're not even singing words. You're just barely mumbling in the background.
Yeah, let's move on, Bill.
At least I don't have to edit this mess, so.
Let me. All right, yep. Go on.
The next act, April 30th and May 1st, mm-hmm. Berlin, featuring Terry Nunn, known for the song Take My Breath Away.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Berlin?
No. Are they good?
You know that song.
I don't know that they're awesome.
Take my breath away.
I don't know any of their other songs. The Metro, No More Words.
Like No More Flames. Words, I think, was halfway decent.
I don't know any of the other ones here.
No More Words. Let's investigate that. Berlin, No More Words. No more words. No more words, no more premises.
This is like the Life cereal commercial. Every time he finds one of the songs, like he likes it. Although, granted, even if you didn't like it, you would still sing along. If you did. Any interest in Berlin?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
it wouldn't be the one, like, I wouldn't go up there to see them, but if we were up there, like, and your parents were up there, and they were there, we'd probably see them.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Next, we have Starship from May 5th through the 8th, known for this song, We Built This City.
Been there, done that.
What's that?
Mr. Klinsman built this city on rock and roll, built this city.
Well, can you not sing it over the Berlin video? I meant you can shut the Berlin video.
Oh, you didn't want us to stop singing We Built This City?
Well, I mean, that's an added bonus.
I've got another NPR.
Bill, have you noticed how bossy she's been since coming on to this podcast?
She's got an ironclad contract now, so there's really nothing we could do about that. Now, are these the goofballs that I saw?
The goofballs.
This was with Mickey Thomas, right? So he does both now. He does Jay, the flower garden and the food and wine. Oh yeah, that's right. They have some good songs.
Yeah, they were good.
Sarah, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Miracles. I like that White Rabbit. You ready to move on to the Guess Who?
Yep, the Guess Who.
May 12th through 15th, no for the song American Woman.
American Puppy. American
puppy. Woman. American Jurgen. Well, let me be. I really only know that song from the Lenny Kravitz version, so.
What?
I said I really only know that song from the Lenny Kravitz version anyway.
Oh, that's right, he did that.
And then they have another nerdy song that Mikey likes.
Oh.
These Eyes.
Oh, that's a good song.
These eyes are crying. These eyes are never. These eyes
are crying.
These eyes are. She just took her earbuds off.
I don't blame her.
No, with you. Doodle doo doo ba da 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 da
Look at these events they have coming up. Saturday, March 11th in Dover, Delaware at the Dover Downs Hotel and Casino. Friday, April 7th, Las Vegas, Nevada, the Golden Nugget.
Oh, the Golden Nugget!
Is that what you got kicked out of?
No, we got kicked out of this other one. It was off the strip.
Imagine being on tour with these guys. Friday, April 14th, West Wendover, Nevada, the Peppermill Concert Hall. Friday, May 12th, Orlando,
Sounds
Florida,
like a place Epcot. That you get, like, fried chicken at a buffet, doesn't it?
Yes.
And pulled tabs and fried chicken, all you can eat, $11.99.
Now look at, here's their next Friday, May 12th, Epcot, 5 p.m. Orlando, Florida. May 13th, Orlando, Florida, Epcot. And then after that, Saturday, June 10th, Dubuque, Iowa, no venue. Tuesday, July 4th, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, at the Rotary Green. These bands are going places, Bill.
These eyes
are crying. These eyes are
seen a lot of love.
These eyes have seen a lot of
review. You're like a Japanese tourist trying to sing American songs.
Oh, and it's beautiful, isn't it?
You know, I will have a sing-off any day against you. And that can be a half a soda if you'd like.
Oh,
we'll
I took that
like,
as
we'll
a compliment,
Bill.
We'll
have Por Favor Idol, and it'll be you against me.
Por Favor Idol.
And we'll have people.
I'm not saying that you don't have good pipes. I'm saying that your knowledge of the lyrics is abysmal.
She has a good point there.
No, she's spot on with that. I agree with that.
So you
we will have
voice.
A half episode. It's called Por Favor Idol.
Oh, we might have to get... That might be a full episode, Bill. We could get Por Favor Mary on. We can get guests on.
But we can't have Brittany on because she's like a professional. If you're getting paid, then
so
you can't
is Mary
be on.
Though.
Is Mary a professional?
Yeah, Mary would rock us out of the water.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're getting paid, then I don't think
that's
you can
true.
Be on.
Well, we could sing Disney songs.
That would be fun. Por Favor Idol. We'll see if there's any
no,
demand.
Would be really great, Jürgen, is if you do like Disney song trivia where you do a song and ask Mikey if he knows which movie it's
no,
from.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No, I'm not participating.
How's that going, by the way? We're in March now.
I know my limitations. I mean, I can sing, but...
I mean, this is coming from the guy who never heard the Ballad of Davy Crockett when we were at the Hoop-Dee-Doo review and everyone in the place was singing it.
I know the one from the UT.
Talking about Rocky Top? I don't think they play that at the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
No, I don't. I was waiting for it.
That would be good. They should add that in.
They should.
What, random college fight songs?
Yes. Rocky.
Go Wisconsin, go Wisconsin, fight right through that line.
That was good. All
right, May 19th through the 22nd, Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, known for the song I'm Henry the Eighth, I Am, among a myriad others. Herman's Hermits is a great act. I think I almost convinced you last year to go
yes,
and check them
the,
out,
the
but I don't think you guys did.
No, I'm not going to that.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
A freaking lovely daughter.
Tell her that I'm fine and doing well.
That you're doing well.
Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. I've made it clear enough, it ain't no use to pout. You pick her out, even in a crowd, yeah.
Did they play this at their wedding?
Makes a girl feel so fine.
And then we gotta finish with a, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Now do I'm into something good.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
No, I don't.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
I mean, this is an old band. They're actually coming to play in Venice. They're going to play the Venice Theater.
Oh. Have to come visit for that. They got... There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world is a feel the sound of lovers in love. You don't know any of these songs, Bill?
No, I'm sorry, Jürgen.
This is disappointing me. I have the Herman's Hermits Greatest Hits on CD. And it's a great one. Listen,
I can see them with you, Gary.
People, to what I say. I say something, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you know that everybody's gonna do-da-do-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I'm giving the show and the times.
I don't know.
And you guys, I don't know. And you guys take it over. He's saying more than I have on this show. He's closing right now. He's like that greyhound. You always looked how he finished coming
down
around the corner.
Down the stretch they come.
You always look to see how they finished. And that's Mr. Klinsmann right now.
I believe they also sing Don't Know Much About History.
Do they?
Don't Know Much Biology.
I think you might be right.
But what I do know is I love Eugene.
Yes. So there's some good songs in their repertoire. See, that's the thing, though, because this next act that you really love, I feel like they're in the same class. Herman's Hermits, and then the finale, the grand finale, May 26th through 29th, The Spinners, known for the song Working My Way Back to You. Same era, like the same popularity.
Yeah, but he's a much bigger fan of like the Motown stuff than he is of like British Invasion.
I mean, I think they're both fantastic. What a way
to end. No, because I have I still have to release my Spinners video. Well, that was the best show I've seen at Epcot.
You might have to do it right before. I've been working my way back to Eugene with the burning love inside.
I've been working my way back to Mr. Champagne. Rubber Band Man, one of their famous. That's how they closed last year. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
You watched the video. I did the entire show on video. Wasn't that fantastic?
Could it be I'm falling in love
with you, Eugene? I'm falling in love with you.
Do you think I need to be concerned about him crooning all these love songs to his former male coworker?
I thought it was the intern he's singing to.
I haven't seen him around in a while, though. I think he quit. Actually, maybe he just can't get through the gate now.
That's true. You guys are in a gated community now. They don't let just the riffraff come in anymore.
I only knew love before. Then came Eugene. Then came Eugene. Never knew love before. Then came Eugene. Then came Eugene.
Well, what a way to end it, though, huh? Those two last concerts, Herman's Hermits and The Spinners.
I'm definitely going to see The Spinners.
I would go down to see Herman's Hermits. I'd plan a trip around that.
Spinners, that'd be Memorial Day weekend.
That would be a perfect time. Get
it's
down
the
there like
same time last year. I stayed with Mandari. I went that Friday night after I went golfing.
But imagine, you know, get a nice cheap flight, go down like May 20th, stay for a week, you get to see the end of the Herman's Hermits and the beginning of the Spinners.
Yeah.
Be beautiful.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah.
I wish I could. May's a busy time at work.
Actually, I might be up there.
No. Oh. Any last thoughts on these concerts? Susie, you want to be the voice of reason? What do you like in this lineup? Not a whole lot to like.
Really not a lot that I'm overly excited about.
Maybe actually we can carry that over into our second break and kind of pick what we want to
Mr. Professional Broadcaster here. All right, let's take a break then.
What do you think? Should we tease it and go to break?
Let's do it.
All right.
Episode 157, we've been
talking about the bands. We'll be at Epcot this spring for the International Flower and Garden Festival. Susie's trying to make me laugh, but she can't because I am a consummate podcast professional.
I believe you should have said that in your NPR voice.
Every time you do that, all I can think of is the sweaty ball skit from Saturday Night Live.
I remember that.
Well, and that's supposed to be NPR, so that's the beauty.
Right, exactly.
NPR. So we're gonna wrap this thing up. What acts would you like to go see?
I would like to see Night Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Exposé.
Yep.
And the rest of it, I can take or leave.
Spinners?
Even Gin Blossoms?
Gin Blossoms, I don't know if that's going to happen because it's Easter weekend. If it weren't Easter weekend...
They'd be on the list.
It would be on the list.
How about you, Bill?
Spinners, I'm going to become a groupie. I'm going to see them every time they come to Epcot. What are you laughing at? They're like...
Spinner's groupie. You're going to start dressing in the suit. You're going to be like...
No, those guys looked... They were dying, man. It was hot that day when I was at Van Aries compound.
What do you think they call the Spinner's groupies? Are they like the Spinettes or something?
I don't know. Just a bunch of doofuses.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Let's see. I'd like to see... Yeah, the Spinners. I am on board with Susie. I would like to see Exposé.
Let me...
And I'm gonna say, what'd you pick? Three?
I picked two and said that Gin Blossoms would be on the list of.
And I'm gonna say Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters. I would probably go see Herman's Hermits, the Spinners, and no one else.
Plain White Tees.
Yeah, plain white tees. Maybe. That's probably it for me.
Hey there, Mr. Klinsman.
The Herman's Hermits is number one with the bullet. No one comes close to them as far as hit after hit after hit.
I think that would be really fun, like if my dad was down here or my mom, because they look like that.
What, Herman's Hermits?
Yeah.
Really?
Just imagine they just start playing that little riff at the beginning. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Your freaking daughter is lovely.
I don't know if that's the official.
Why did she become a freaking daughter?
Just gonna kind of reverse it.
I don't have anything else to add.
I don't either.
I could sing Herman's Hermits all night long if the people want it. Maybe that'll be my. My
why don't you do a half episode this week?
No, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that? You could say just do it in the car. Just record it
with your Gina. That would be fun.
Oh, you think? Oh, you mean I should put a. I could put the Herman's Hermits Greatest Hits CD on in the car and just
and sing and sing with it. And just hit record and sing with it on 95 up to Warwick. Yes,
yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, that's a great half episode. Send it to me. I'll take care of the editing. If you take care of the audio, I'll do the editing and we'll throw a half episode up.
Wow.
All right, I'm game for that.
All right, perfect. So be looking for a half episode coming up here shortly. We have another cooking class probably coming up. We're in March now.
Yeah, we are in March. I am.
I don't want to push you against the wall. You have all month to come up with this, but
I have not decided on the recipe yet. There's a few in the hopper, but I have to go look through my cookbook and see which one's going to be the most, not the easiest, but one that would be the most crowd pleasing and something that I could accomplish without, you know, buying 175 ingredients.
It should be seasonal as well.
Season well, you know what I was thinking. Now that we're into Lent, I might have to do a fish dish on a Friday night. Might be nice.
What did you give up for Lent?
I usually give up ice cream and Chinese food. Two of my favorite things.
I gave up chocolate.
Oh, that's tough. That is tough. You
like
can give
he's
up putting
give up
Eugene.
Singing about Eugene.
I was gonna say that would be tough though. You have to do something that you think you can accomplish.
Last year I gave up soda, and I haven't had one since.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing to give up. That's such a waste of calories.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste soda. Of everything, isn't it?
It tastes delicious, but there's no benefit to it.
Yeah, but once you've been off of it for a while, when you taste it again, it's not even
She's had like a taste, like if I was at Disney getting a Coke, she'll be like, let me take a taste, and she's like, oh, this is awful.
But see, that's the time I crave it, like a fountain soda.
I'd rather have a fountain soda than a bottle.
But I think if you haven't had it for a while, like, your body just doesn't like it anymore.
No, that's true. I don't drink it that much. I never buy it to have at home, but if I'm out once in a while, I'll grab one. But not a huge soda person.
But I bought a 12-pack for Christmas, and I think there's, like, only one gone.
Oh, really? I didn't even know you had... Oh, for...
Yeah, I bought it for your cousin.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he even had any. I think he drank beer all night.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's the carbonated beverage of choice.
It's a good carbonated beverage. Yep.
Well, yeah, right, bring us home. Drink empty calories.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well get drunk off
it. You might as well get drunk off it. You're exactly right.
And on that note...
On that note, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast, or you can find me as well on Twitter at Por Favor Mike. Find us on YouTube, Por Favor. What are we? Are we just Por Favor Podcast on YouTube?
Yes, we
Mr.
are.
Mr. Klinsman, yes.
YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast.
Yes, we are. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing other than your email address?
Eugene@PorFavorPodcast.com, and my email address is Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I don't think you're missing anything else. I think you got it all out there. All
right, perfect. All right, thanks for listening to episode 157 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For Susie down in St. Petersburg, Tampa, St. Petersburg, myself, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. We'll talk to you next week.
force, rhythm, grace, and heaven have a one man call. And then you had to know the twinkle is left, but those knees are feeling it's red, y'all.
Yeah.